What I'm showing you here is technology in firefighting that was used actually in some small cities, probably until the early 20th century, excuse me. There's your steering linkage. Knuckles. Most everything is made out of wood. The rope is hemp. That's the one horse, small team. Fire horses are usually chosen for their sturdiness and speed. This one has 1793 loaded on it. I'm not sure if that's when it was made or if that was a fire engine, fire wagon number. They weren't called engines then, they were called wagons. The design appears to be a casket. That's what they use to hold the water. Right here is the hosing. Right inside here are the bellows. That's your directional hose. This operates the bellows. The wheel diameter is about 40 inches in front and 25 inches in the front and 40 inches in back. Fittings are made of brass. It looks like the arbors and the axles are made out of wood. Equipment. This brass thing appears to have been a drain. I don't know where the fill was. And there's a decal on here. I don't know what this means, or if someone does, but it says Post Nubilia Fetus. Have another storage rack compartment up front. Everything seems all very tight. This is leather. I don't know what that is, another adornment. Brass bell. 1845 is the date on the bell. I don't know if you can catch that. Ring my bell. A lot of work went into making these. But 100 years ago, this was the state of firefighting. And there were small municipalities that still used this kind of a setup. Hard to believe, but true. It's a nice piece of American history, world history. Genuinely nice setup. Thanks for watching.